Is that LK Mobile?
The same, KO4HX.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing marvelous. I see you got your tractor back and got your radio in.
I start work early, and you just think that I'm already at work because it's already 8:15, the sun's up and all that, but I just left the house 10 minutes ago.
Assume everybody starts at 8 o'clock, but that's my fault. I shouldn't do that.
Could start at 8 o'clock or even 7 o'clock. Problem is we have all those loads coming in, and some of them are still 30 minutes out. You know, they don't get in till 8. Sometimes 8:30, the last load, and, you know, they got to process it.
I see it's a timing thing for y'all. You got to have time to get the incoming stuff out and shuttle to the other trucks and trailers, so you know where it's going, so it takes a little bit of time to do that.
See, 10, 15 years ago, we used to start at 8:30. We could be leaving the building at 8:30, but now I think most of the drivers don't even leave till, they don't even clock in till close to 9:30 now, 9:15, somewhere between 9:15 and 9:30. If I'm lucky, I can pull out before they're even in their truck so I can get out of the way.
And that 10 o'clock cutoff.
30. And they use every excuse they can if one truck gets stuck in weather. Now, the air usually gets here, and they spread it out enough where they can get it done.
Next day deliveries don't make it on time.
They also, the further out from the center, like from Greenville, Travelers Rest, Pickens, Liberty, you know, places like that, they're a 12 o'clock commit. So they do that all across the country. If your driver has a 45-minute drive from the time he leaves the building to where he actually gets to his first stop, they make that a 12 o'clock commit.
They got rings around the shops, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, that kind of thing around there saying when they can make it.
Usually it's 10:30 and 12. I think in some areas, you know, way out west where the driver may have 3 deliveries for the whole day, you know, that's just by the end of the day kind of a thing.
Deliveries for the day, that would be something, wouldn't it?
I remember someone telling me that some places out there, the guy takes, he'll have a UPS van, he actually takes it home, and he has a meet point every morning where someone shuttles some work out to him, and he may drive 400 miles, 350, 400 miles that day, and just have, you know, 2 or 3 packages. Okay, I'll be right back. N4ZLK.
HKX, mobile and monitoring.
ZLX mobile.
KO4HKX here.
Good morning to you. KO4HKX, N6ZLX. How are you this morning? Like, you're probably on your 3rd or 4th stop.
Already made quite a few of them, but hey, I like to get it done and over with. But I'm doing good. I'm enjoying the beautiful morning. Nice and cool out here.
N4ZLK is back. Morning, Mike.
N4ZLK and KO4HKX and 6CLX.
5 hours at the moment.
Getting over here yet.
Cloudy, high clouds over Spartanburg.
Already schooling me on why I wasn't working yet. Here I am, just left the house not too long ago, and he was wondering how many stops I delivered already.
Thing to y'all and the radio, and then the boss called. So once the boss finished with me, I got on the radio. Almost hit an alligator.
Yeah, Shane, Mike's still on his way to work too.
Us normal people, you know, we work banker's hours. Well, I go in at banker's hours. I don't get done at banker's hours.
What is banker's hours? Is there a bank that's open?
Not for a 2-hour lunch. Close the lobby. Come back at 3 and work till 4:30.
guys I'm dealing with.
Sounds good to me.
They've got jobs that are not quite like that, but compared to the way I had to work all my life, they saw me, but they just have no clue. And they're good at what they do. They just work for some really good people, and they have a lot of time that they don't seem to be doing a lot.
Generation seems to have more free time than I did.
Sound like my dad.
One thing, and this is the only thing I'll say right now, is my dad had a lot more free time than I did because he wouldn't hold a job, and he seemed to be around the house a lot. But that's for another story, or not the radio. Anyway, and I'm not bitter or anything.
I've left you some good stories to tell.
Stories.
I am pulling into my next stop, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s. Y'all have a good day, and stay safe out there on the roads. KO4 HGX, and I'll be clear on your final.
A socket wrench in 6CLX.
And I probably will have worked by 11 o'clock as hard as you've worked already. So we'll talk to you later. And 4ZLK.
Getting close to the office, but boss called me and said he's not feeling good, so he's not in. So I'm in no rush.
Are you in the heat and air business? Do I remember that correctly, or is that someone else?
Close. That's half the business. It's the commercial air side. But I'm in the industrial fans air supply.
Yeah, I remember that. Do you, I walk into these warehouses and I see these big fans. They look like gigantic helicopter rotors up on the ceiling. That's something you deal with?
No, we make fans that provide a uniform airflow, fans that will blow an air or gas temperatures between minus 40 and 1800 F.
They warm the place up that high.
I'm working with one company right now. Their specialty is doing testing on architectural products, and they're putting together a test chamber for commercial, like high-rise windows. And one of the tests that has to be done is that they have to blow 15 mile an hour wind across the window at 0 degrees C, so freezing, and then measure how much temperature leaks through the glass. So I'm designing some fans for them.
Totally different than just the heat and air business. I got you now. Yeah, that's. I guess I got to do that in all the locations in the world that we put buildings. There's all kinds of tests you don't even think about that someone might need to run.
Another company I'm working with. Nice, got a crack in my windshield. Another company I'm working with. They're coming up with a new generation ultrasound machine, and they just need to cool the electronics, you know. So it just goes from one thing to the next all day long. It's kind of cool.
Variety is good there. I like that. So you could be talking about a little tiny type fan all the way up to some major equipment, I guess.
Just varies. If the auto industry would come back, we make a fan line for auto testing when they're on dynamometers and they have to do their emissions tests. That's kind of fun to be around.
Be interesting to watch that. Well, good. I appreciate what you do. There's all kinds of things. I never even thought about that kind of testing, but yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I was working on some fans. Electronics were kind of messed up, so I was up in Detroit beginning of the year, and in the cell next to the one I was working in, they had a challenger RS with 5-speed on the floor. It was nice, so I just had to slip in there and get my photo with it.
On the dynamo, did they?
They wouldn't let me sit in it, but it's kind of funny. It, that car was there, but it's being used for just baseline testing. When they're trying to make a change in the engine, they'll do it on that thing first. You know, it's amazing. I've seen $100,000 vehicles just torn up, just being used for testing.
There's always a sacrificial part in just about everything, I guess. Somebody's got to test anything that's made. Somebody's taking one of them at least and tearing it down to make sure it's going to work right.
When they're banging them into a wall, I guess that pretty much does it, doesn't it?
Well, there is that. They've been doing that for years.
That you were talking about, it looked like a helicopter you find in warehouses. That's from a company called Literally Big Ass Fans. They make a really, really good product. It will cool down a big warehouse with little to no effort, just because I think of the number of blades. It's KO4CKK.
Okay, all right, thank you. That's a little more bit of information that I didn't know yesterday or even this morning. Name here is Shane, and your name is?
Shane, this is Mark.
Right at the very beginning, you might have doubled with Mike. So I didn't, if you said your name at the beginning, I didn't catch it. But I got the name of the fan, and yeah, they do work very well.
Experienced those down at a warehouse that made, I think, furniture down in Greenwood County several years back. And it was over 90 outside, and I walked inside, and I actually got a little bit of a chill.
Some air, I know that. Go ahead, Mike, N4ZLK.
Move on into the office and actually start work here. So I'll bid you a good day, you and Mark. N6CLX, I'll be clear.
All right, have a good day. And at least somebody's going to be working. You and Patrick, hold it up. Or hold it down, whichever. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Mark.
So that's really about all. I just waited till you guys, you know, had a pause. And I thought that might be interesting information. I thought it was when I found out. So I just wanted to share.
Interesting. I appreciate it. You sound like you're mobile this morning. Are you on your way to or from work or not?
Me too. I was listening to y'all's conversation about those banker's hours, and I guess you consider me having those since it's 8:30 to 4:30.
Do it.
Occasionally it'll go a little long, or I'll come in a little early, but I just flex some time out, and everything comes out in the wash.
I'm on a 4:10 schedule. When it's not real busy, sometimes I can get done in 8:30 to 9, still get my guaranteed 10, but then there's other times when I work beyond the 10. Just depends.
I'm with you on that, and of course I'm 24/7, 365 on call, so occasionally I'll get called out, and I may have just gotten in and had some supper and thinking about going to sleep, and phone will go off and gotta go again, possibly be gone half or all night.
Is there something you can tell what you do, or is that something you prefer not to?
I guess I can share. I'm actually the radio tech for Greenville County.
I think I may have heard you before. Now, are you, where's your office?
Well, currently, until they tear it down in a few months, I'm at Greenville County Square.
They were tearing that down. I used to deliver over there. I worked for UPS. That was years ago. And it used to be downtown a lot, knew everything. This was back before they built the ball field, changed Pendleton Street from the Army-Navy store, changed it over to Main Street. There was not much going on down there, and I don't know if I could find my way around down there now.
It has changed quite a bit, and I mean, I pretty much go to that place, the county square, and I hopefully can stay there all day, but there are times that I have to get out and run all over the county. And then this week I've been to Columbia, so just doing meetings and such.
The tea place over here on Saluda Dam, they used to have a radio guy in there. I don't know, he may still be there, but that's not affiliated at all, right? That's state?
state, and I'm pretty sure everybody's out of that building now. Just like there on University Ridge, the DMV building there is gone. That was leveled last year. And the building next to it, which was a DEC building, it's vacated and being prepared to be torn down.
I didn't realize that. I've been to that DMV a few years ago. I had no idea. I don't even go to that side of town anymore. Well, that part of town. I didn't realize. I guess they're making way for more condos.
Well, they're building a new County Square building. It's about 6 stories tall, I think it is. And it's right there on the corner of Church Street and University Ridge. And then the current County Square is being torn down for shopping and housing. That's about all I know about it. And then across the street will be kind of the same scenario.
The court building there, is that still there or is that going too?
Oh, no, that's gone. That was taken to level, gosh, I want to say in the last 3 or 4 months. There will be a parking garage going there for the new County Square.
Maybe a year and a half ago for an adoption hearing, but I had no idea. I don't pay attention. I live up in Pickens County now, and I come into work, and then I go home. I don't pay attention to Greenville politics anymore.
Yeah, I try to stay as far out of it as I can, but the family court is now over at Fort Daniel behind the Haywood Mall.
Well, I'm familiar with that area as well. When I was a teenager back in the 80s, I used to go to the movie theater right there, where right near where Family Court is. It was kind of in that empty spot that was on the corner.
The stories I was told, the Family Court building actually used to be the movies, and then it was redone long before I came. I didn't come here until 94.
Right, I was just a kid and didn't really pay attention and usually wasn't driving. I knew it was there and we passed it a lot, but yeah, that probably was it.
I guess kind of interesting as far as history. You may or probably know this. I've learned quite a bit just about the general area working here. And County Square actually started out as Furman University and then became the Bell Tower Mall.
Remember, it's the Bell Tower Mall. In fact, there was a Baskin-Robbins there, and one of my brothers got a job there at the age of 14. They were hiring 14-year-olds. And I remember I'd ride with my mother sometimes to take him to work, and about 3 hours later, we'd have to go back and pick him up.
Crazy how things change. Well, maybe you can answer this, because I really haven't gotten a solid answer. With where EMS is currently located, which is at the very end, if you're facing the building on the left, that appears to have been a service bay, service garages at one time. What retail store was actually there? It was like Sears and Montgomery Ward?
Remember, I know we went there a few times to some of the stores, but I mean, the Haywood Mall was built in 1985. I went to the grand opening of that, had a piece of cake that looked like the mall, and when that happened, that place just closed down, and I really can't remember anything but the Baskin-Robbins store.
They were all just stories for me, and I used to work at EMS years and years ago, and I just know walking through the bay, you can see where the hydraulics were in the ground, of course, being all capped off now.
On the Haywood, I think it was 82. But, yeah, that if hydraulics were in there, it almost sounds like it would have been like a Sears-type store that had an auto service place in it.
And then I don't really recall, other than the cinemas that are still there today, what was at McAllister Square, because that's now changed a couple of times since I've been here.
I know at the end by the... I see, if you're facing it from 291 or Pleasantburg, it was on the right side because my wife actually worked there for a little bit when she first moved down here as a late teenager. The rest of them I don't know, you know, just restaurants and other stores in there. I mean, it was there before Haywood Mall was built, so it used to be the place to go.
Hey, WWZ 41.
WWZ, you're kind of faint, but go ahead.
4WWZ and 4ZLK.
Number 4Z, Lima Kilo. This is Trail 4WWZ, I'm here.
Some of that, Chandler, is still kind of scratchy. Anyway, Mark, you, have you been with, you said you worked with EMS, but have you been with the county since you moved down here?
I've got a total of 18 years in, but I took a 10-year hiatus and went to work for a local Motorola shop for just about 10 years, a little over.
You work for Motorola?
A Motorola partner.
Imagine to know how to program a match track or radius, would you?
Again, I don't know if everybody's having a hard time. I'm having a little hard time hearing you.
If I had a program a match track or a radius, would you?
Same program. I have done some in my day. It's done it all.
Cool. I might need you to see if you can make a Motorola HT9 front panel program.
Well, if there's some way I can help you out, and my DOS machine is capable of doing it, believe it or not, I still have one. I'll try to help you out a little bit.
So, thank you very much. And I have a XPS 5000 VHF Motorola XT. Over.
Okay. I'm very familiar with the XTS line.
Just want to see if we can't make it programmable from the keypad on the front, and then see if there's a certain kind of trick I can make it do.
Can you hear me? I'm in front of an LED sign that's killing signal.
Go ahead.
What you're talking about is FPP, front panel programming, and that is a feature that actually has to be done from Motorola unless you know of some hack somewhere on the line, because I don't.
No, sir, I do not.
Chandler, you must have changed radios because you came in a lot better. And Mark, were you at the Motorola place on Woodruff or the one over there in the Berea area?
Neither. I was at a place in Malden.
Familiar with that one, too. Not as much, but used to go to the other two on a regular basis. Anyway, good to meet you this morning and talk to you. I'm about to where to my work parking lot, so I'm going to let both of you go. Hope you have a great day. Chandler, you have a good day as well. And I'm sure I'll talk to you again. N4ZLK, 73, guys.
KO4CKK. Good to talk to you too, sir. Hopefully we'll get you again sometime. And Chandler, I'm going to have to say about the same thing. I am just about to where my destination is. And I'll have to try to catch up with you another time, sir.
Do that. hope to talk to you again soon. KO4WWZ 73, and I'll get clear on the side listening.
Talking to you, Chandler. Have a great day. KO4CKK, I'm clear.